All right. Once again, let's go ahead and just excuse any noise and sounds we have here coming in. All right. And as we stated a moment ago, great things that are taking place. And we're going to go ahead and say this. We were not going to have the devotion tonight, everybody. You see, usually on a holiday weekend, like a holiday Sunday or a holiday Monday, we'll take the night off. We'll just relax and send a message out saying, everyone enjoy this time with your families and we won't have a devotion. But as I thought about it, I thought, you know what? This is Labor Day weekend. What does that represent? Labor, laboring, working, toiling together, working. And of course, we all know what that means. And today's Monday, Labor Day, where we relax in the natural world. We take a break. We take a little mini vacation from our labor, precisely, from our work. And we enjoy time with the families and all that good stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But then as I thought about it, I thought about, we've been laboring in the spirit, laboring in the church, working together. We've been working together in many different aspects in the church. And I'll talk to you about one of them. Brother Rao puts on a fellowship every Sunday night, and he puts a lot of work into it. Sister Rao and the several others that help him at times for this project. And he's been laboring. We've been laboring. Of course, the church, a lot of people don't understand that Sunday service, morning, evening, Wednesday night service, Pastor Clark is laboring. He's working in the spirit, in the spiritual realm for the church, for you and I. And many people come together to help with that. And so there's a lot of work that has been going into our church services and the things that we do for evangelism. And there's many of you, we counted 20, 30 some people in our evangelism street service. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the witness of the Spirit that are laboring together. Brother Prime, he's there, faithful. And there's so many others, I feel bad missing some of you, but many of you that come on Saturday mornings to labor together. I know Sister Courtney is taking a group of visiting kids on Saturday mornings as well, faithfully. And many people that are working, teaching Bible studies throughout the week. And so it goes on and on and on. We've been laboring together, working. And so I thought, you know what? In honor of these people, of you that have been working together, I thought, I have to go ahead and do something on this Monday evening, on this Labor Day weekend. I've got to do something, because even though there's a Labor Day, a reprieve of the work, a vacation in the Labor Day holiday, in which we are taking a small break and enjoying our families in the natural, in the spirit, we have a time of rest, and that is the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible says, that the Holy Ghost is our rest. From our work in the spiritual realm. But that Holy Ghost is working through us and in us 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so I thought, we are going to go ahead and mention that on this Labor Day weekend. We may not take very long on this Labor Day weekend with these testimonies. Oh, well, I'm already letting the cat out of the bag, because that's what we're going to be doing tonight, just so you know. But we're honoring you, everybody. We're honoring you, those of you that have been toiling, working, laboring. And some of you might say, well, I haven't been doing a lot of that, and I haven't been involved in a lot of these things. Well, you're still part of the church. You've still been working. But if you have a burden and a desire to get involved in one of these things that we've been talking about or other things that are going on in the church, hey, grab a hold of that burden. Take a hold of it, everybody. And let's continue to labor together, work together as a team, as a church. I'm going to go ahead and read one scripture before we kick this off, and it is found in the book of Nehemiah chapter 4. We just read it here recently because it has to do with working together. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 6, "So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." You may recall that verse. We just read it here about a week or so ago. But I thought it was so fitting to read that tonight in light of what we're talking about. Once again, so built we, not me, not one person, two or three. No, we means us, the group, the whole body. So built we, so built Truth Church. Truth Church built the wall together. and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. And that's what we have, everybody. We have a group of people that have come together to work together, to build this wall together, and we are seeing great results. With that said, I'm going to go ahead. Boy, why don't we just thank God right now for what's happening? I feel the anointing right now just saying it. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You've been merciful, Lord God. You've been kind and graceful and patient with us. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins of the past. Thank you for forgiving us, Lord God, of our failures, of our shortcomings, of all that we've done wrong. And you've taken us to a place, Lord God, where we can now enter into your labor, into your field of labor with clean hands, a pure heart, Lord God, and where we're going to work together for you, for your harvest of souls, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask and pray, Lord God. Hallelujah and amen. I'm going to go ahead and begin to open up the lines here. And there's been a few people that, yes, they want to go ahead and begin to share a few thoughts. And the first person that I'm going to bring on, let me see if he's on the line even now. And I believe he is on the line. Let's see. let me lock down his line here. Where's he at? Okay, I think I got his line now. Let me go back to this. Here he is. It is Brother Adrian. Adrian has been going in with us on Saturdays, and him and Julie have really caught a hold of this burden. We're going to go ahead and open his line. He wants to share some thoughts with us for a minute or two. Hermano Adrian, ¿está allí?
Hermano Adrian.
Sí, hermano Adrian.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
¿Me escuchan?
Está medio bajito su voz. No sé si usted pueda subir la voz o hablar más directo al teléfono.
¿Ahora se me oye?
Mejor, un poquito mejor. Gracias,
okay.
Gracias. Usted va a hablar inglés y yo voy a traducir, ¿verdad?
Sí, está bien.
Okay. But Adrian's going to go ahead and speak in Spanish and I'm going to translate into English. Hermano Adrián, siga adelante. Yo voy a traducir para usted.
Sí, está bien. Pues quiero darle gracias a Dios, ¿verdad? Por todo lo que ha hecho.
All right, brother Adrián, I want to thank God for everything that God has done.
Quiero compartir un corto testimonio de lo que Dios ha hecho en la vida de uno para con nosotros y para poder transmitirlo a las demás personas.
He wants to share a brief testimony of what God has done and wants everyone to hear it. Sigue adelante.
Yo conocí a Felipe y Andrea en el gimnasio. Ellos, los hijos de ellos entrenan boxeo.
He met Adrian and Felipe, Andrea and Felipe at the gym.
Yo varias veces he entrenado a sus hijos de ellos, entonces le gustó cómo yo entreno a sus hijos. Y pues ahí ya empezó una plática entre yo y ellos. Y se fue dando una plática y ellos también decidieron entrenar boxeo personalmente.
All right, so yeah, basically he started training the family, first the kids and then the parents, and this is how they formed the relationship after he met them. Sigan.
Y como yo voy a la casa de ellos, lo que pasó allí es de que fue obra de Dios.
Porque me going to their home, the Lord allowed me to go ahead and enter into their home and begin to witness to them.
Porque se empezaron a abrir ellos. Yo sentí algo, una necesidad. Claran primero.
He began to feel a need in talking to them.
Yeah, luego lo que pasó ahí es de que yo les puse la disciplina del boxeo, que es muy, muy dura la disciplina del boxeo. Entonces, eso me ayudó a poder hablarles de la palabra de Dios.
And I know that in training and in workout and the gym exercise, it is very, it's something that requires discipline. So that's why I began to come in at this angle with to talk to them about the Lord.
Yeah, porque ya después Andrea fue la que me dijo que ella miraba algo en mí. Dice, es que nosotros sentimos algo que tú tienes, no sé, algo, dice. Entonces ella dijo, tú eres cristiano, ella me dijo.
And finally Andrea noticed it. Hey, there's something different about you, Adrian. You're a Christian, aren't you? She noticed that.
Ajá, entonces yo le dije que sí, yo era cristiano. Y ya fue, entonces fue cuando ellos se abrieron a hablar de lo que tenían que en su corazón, cómo han tratado de buscar iglesias y no podían hallar una.
She explained entonces, how they've been looking for the church and they were not able to really find the right church. Go ahead, sigue, hermano.
Entonces yo gracias a Dios tuve esa oportunidad de decirles el testimonio de lo que le pasó a mi esposa. Y yo no perdí el tiempo, yo los invité el sábado al convivio que tuvimos.
And so I took the testimony what took place with my wife, and I took advantage and invited them to our fellowship on Saturday.
Sí, se aceptaron, gracias a Dios, les gustó la iglesia, ya ve que fueron dos veces.
Yes, and they accepted the invitation, they came to church Sunday morning and Sunday night, that's just yesterday.
Ajá, entonces... Felipe me habló como a las 11 de la noche el sábado y me dijo que gracias, que era lo que ellos necesitaban esa ayuda, y me dijeron, es que tú fuiste una bendición en mi camino.
And he said, you know what, this is what we've been looking for, this is what we've been needing after they came to our church, and he really thanked Adrian for crossing paths with them.
Y también ya, ayer también me dijeron que se van a quedar en la iglesia. O sea, a ellos les gustó mucho y se van a quedar ahí. So, gracias a Dios por eso.
And they like this church and they want to continue to come to our church.
Así es. Y pues estamos orando para poder traer más almas todavía, para que Dios nos pueda usar fuertemente en esto.
And I want the Lord to continue to use us in this thing that is taking place with them. And that is all that I wanted to share with you. Pero qué poderoso testimonio, hermano Adrián. Precisely, everything that Adrian has shared with us is the truth. God is doing a great work in our people, using our people. And that was Brother Adrian, Sister Julie. And again, we'll talk about it in just a few minutes. But yes. Felipe and Andre, you saw what happened Sunday morning. They were praying for them at the altar. As we were praying for them, tears are streaming down their faces. And there's little Felipe Jr. with weeping. And he just stood there for about 10 minutes or more, feeling the presence of God. And Felipe told me something. He says, you know what? We felt this presence of God before, years ago, before my son was born. But he said, this is the first time that my son is now feeling this presence of God like we felt years before. What a blessing to the family. What a blessing to us. Hallelujah. Something great is taking place. All right. With that said, let me go ahead now and switch over to Sister Jessica. And let me see who's going to be. I believe Jessica and or Sid will be sharing something. I'm going to go ahead and open their line now. All right, Brother Sid, Sister Jessica, who is on the line here? Hello, hello? Is that Sister Jessica or Brother Sid on the line there? Hello, hello?
No.
Uh-oh. All right, is that Brother Sid or Sister Jessica on the line right now?
Brother Vic, I'm on the line.
Yeah. All right, Brother Sid. Yes, go ahead and share with us a short testimony.
All right. Yes, sir. You know what? Just great things are happening in our with the evangelism. I will say that on Saturday we had a small group come over to the house and of new yeah. folks, and we got to fellowship with them and. Try to make them feel at home and feel comfortable, and it was a really good time, and we really enjoyed it. And to see Felipe, I'm sorry, Felipe and Andrea. Felipe and Andrea, to see them already growing and being a part of the church, it's really exciting. And I was telling Jessica today that we had gone out for the day today. And while I was out, I've just been so excited about what's going on that I told Jessica, I just want to talk to people. I want to talk to people. And we're not even close. You know, we were down way in South Orange County, and I didn't care. I still wanted to talk to people and tell them, hey, you know, you need to come feel this. So it was really good. Not only is it good for the new converts, but it's good for us that are doing work.
Yeah.
It's really it's good for us. And then to see the fruits of the labor, it's really nice. So, and when you see fruits like that, you just want to do more, and it becomes very exciting. So I've everything that's going on right now, I'm really enjoying it, and it's making me even want to work harder.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Brother Sid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, everybody, Brother Sid said something. He said, you know what? It's work, but now that we're seeing the fruits of our labor. As soon as you see the fruits of our labor, it whets your appetite. It gets you excited. Well, wait a minute. What Pastor's been saying is the truth. We've been praying together. We've been working together. We're doing witnessing. We're doing evangelism on the street corner. Even though we're going out to a different city and whatever we're doing with our family, we still want to talk to someone. It's becoming part of our culture, like an evangelist told us recently. It's not something where we have to go work now. We have to go do this on Saturday. We have to go pray. We have to. No, like Pastor Clark says, we get to pray. We get to do evangelism on Saturday. We get to talk to someone about Jesus. It is a whole new feeling that is coming on, and Brother Sid just said it right now. We are seeing the fruits of our labor, and it is exciting. It is egging us on. It is pushing us on, motivating us to now go to the next level. Praise God. I hope you're feeling this, everybody. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and begin and to open up Brother Miguel's line also. I believe I'm opening up his line. Brother Miguel, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can you hear me, brother?
I hear some wind noise, but I think we're okay. I don't know if you can take it off your earpiece and talk to the phone, but I think we're okay.
Let me see if I just put you on speaker. Sorry.
No,
how does it sound like this?
That's a little better. A little bit better.
Okay. Apologize. We're heading to the church right now. God is so good, and you know, I want to give God the honor and glory, and just... it's exciting, you know, to put it shortly. I mean, knowing that I remember a while back when Pastor gave us, gave a preaching talking about love and that we need to show love as a church and be united and all together. And, we just finished reading the book of Daniel at home. And I remember a passage in which Daniel decides to go on his 21-day fast for the people. And then on the 21st day, when the angel, when he's saying his prayer, and right before he finishes his prayer, the angel comes down and says, you know, the Lord heard you from the first day. But it made me think of what we're doing, you know, in evangelism, and everyone in the church is doing that, all together, doing our part, united, right? God had this for us since the beginning, but he wanted to see us stay committed and stay dedicated to it and not waver, not get tired, weary, or anything. And even the preaching yesterday was good. And there's been other ones of, you know, it's renewed strength and it's a desire and just a hunger to do it. And, you know, seeing everyone out there for evangelism, it's amazing because, like I told you before, Brother Vic, you know, not all of us are out there passing cards. Not all of us are out there talking, you know,
this is good.
Giving people encouraging messages or anything. Everyone's doing a part. And whether it's, you know, waving a sign and waving at people and smiling, or, you know, talking, if you feel to give something, you know, giving it to just handing out cards boldly, you know, or praying for people, everyone's doing it, you know, wholeheartedly. And even on weekends where, you know, it's a long weekend. We're all going out there, and God is honoring it. And I believe He was going to honor it since the beginning, but He wanted to see us stay committed. And we're going to stay committed, and we're going to stay doing this. And, you know, to God be the glory. And we're looking forward to all the souls and the backslidden souls, the people that are seeing us, not just new, but people that have come to church or have seen us before or been to our church before. You know, the love that our church has completely now, it was awesome to see yesterday. When we used to go to the evening fellowship, you'd always see the same kind of groups hang out and sit together, and you wouldn't see them kind of bounce around or talk with other people. It was just, I remember me and my wife, Adrian and Julie, we'd sit together and we'd talk. But now, I want to say since Pastor gave that preaching, and we've been doing evangelism, and you know, that we reopened everything for fellowship, there's been a new love for everyone in the church. Everyone talking, everyone sharing and just enjoying time together, where you don't not almost like an evangelist. You don't want to leave because you feel God still. And you know, that's the love that Felipe, Andrea, Gustavo, people that are coming, even and Edwin, they're feeling it. And that's the love of God. And it's just something that's really, you know, our church, I feel that warmth, that desire, that fire, that, you know, it's igniting in our church, and I'm excited, and I'm thankful to God that, you know, he's had our mercy on me and my family, and I'm just excited for what's to come. So with that said, you know, to God be the glory, and I love everyone, and God bless you.
Brother Miguel, thank you so much. I don't need to add too much. I feel like I will mess it up if I try to build up. Already messing up by opening up people's lines and doing all kinds of things here. All right. Someone, by the way, shoot me a Brother Vic a quick text. Let me know that you can hear me because I'm playing around with these phone lines. Let me know that you can still hear me. All right. So once again, let me start by saying this, everybody. And I meant it when I said it. Please text Brother Vic because I'm playing with too many little things here on our system, opening up lines, closing up lines. I hope I didn't mute myself at this point. So if someone just texts me, let me know you can hear me. Thank you, Brother Miguel. I appreciate that. Here's what I want to say, everybody. I almost did not do this devotion tonight, but I am so glad that we did this devotion for so many reasons. You've heard the testimonies, you've heard the words, but you've heard the spirit of the people. We heard your brother Adrian, he's excited about what's happening. Brother Sid, you heard that excitement, that zeal that he has right now. Brother Miguel, you heard the same thing. And I let these folks know just a few minutes before we started. It was very spontaneous. I didn't plan on doing it. And they all said, yes, I want to. Yes, I want to share something. And you could hear that in their voice, in their spirit. They're excited about what God is doing. Again, this is us doing this together. And I wish I had more time. We have to close up here in just a couple of minutes. I wish I had more time. I'd have all of you, everybody that's on the line, share a thought. And I know all of you would have something to share, but if it were for the sake of time. But here's what I want to say in closing, everybody. Everything that's been going on, we talked about that. Someone mentioned the Saturday, what's taking place on Evangelism Saturday. Yes, we met several people this Saturday at our Evangelism Street Corner. Brother Prime said it. Brother Vic, I don't think we've had so many people honk their horns at us on a given Saturday. Maybe 25, 30 cars were honking us over that 30, 45-minute span of time that we were there. And then we had five or six people come up for prayer. We had four people that come up. They just fell in love with us. Hey, brother, sister, we love what you're doing. We're part of you. We want to do what you're doing. We ended up inviting them to a fellowship at Sid and Jessica's later that afternoon. They showed up along with several other visitors, and something great took place there. It turns out that those people off the street knew Edwin, who has been coming to our church again in the last week. And the reason Edwin started coming back is because he met Gustavo, the new young man who was baptized in the name of Jesus about a week ago. Edwin met Gustavo as they're working together in Rancho Cucamonga a couple weeks ago. What a coincidence that was. What is a coincidence that Edwin knew those four people that we met off the street that Saturday? Coincidence on top of coincidence on top of coincidence. Can I tell you, everybody, this is no coincidence. These are not coincidences. This is part of the connections of the net that the Lord is putting together for us to throw that net out with these people that the Lord is bringing in. The Lord is going to use those people to bring more people in. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this. This is the truth, everybody. I hope you're feeling it. I hope you're hearing it. I hope you're understanding it. This is what is taking place, everyone. God, and as a result of all of this work that we're doing together, God is bringing the souls. The Lord is bringing the souls. We just got to continue to create the environment that we have been creating, and God will continue to bring the souls. We're building a fire of revival through evangelism. This thought just came to me as I heard these folks give this testimony. They inspired me to with this thought. Brother Adrian, Brother Sid, Brother McGill, and like they said, everyone that's working together, you all are creating this fire. As I heard these voices speaking tonight, I thought, hey, we, all of you, all of us, we are building a fire of revival through evangelism. You know, when you go to the campfire, everybody get some kindling, get some branches, some wood branches. We're going to build a fire here. Well, that's what's happening. Brother Miguel said it. Not all of us are going to get on the microphone. Not all of us are going to talk to people one-on-one. Some of us are going to hold a sign. We're too shy. We're too timid. That's okay, but you're still going out. You're still doing something. And yes, you're going to begin to speak up because you're listening to someone right now who is the shyest, most introverted child that you would have ever met. But here, now you can't shut me up when it comes to talking about Jesus and evangelism. And God is going to do the same thing with all of you. He's doing it. We're building a campfire, everybody. We're going out, getting kindling twigs, branches, wood, of anything that is combustible, that can blow up with fire, that can catch fire. We're all grabbing a little piece of combustible material, everybody. We are all combustible material in the spiritual. We are all going to be that kindling that the Lord is going to light his fire of revival through, everybody. Praise God. Oh, boy, Mama's already sending me text messages. I'm going to wrap this up, everybody. We got about a minute left, but we are building a fire of revival through evangelism. We are all part of this evangelism and this revival, everybody. Mama wrote something that is many years ago. I used to do evangelism. Vic, Mama Elisa's writing, Vic, 45 years ago, I used to do evangelism like you are doing. But it is as new as what you are doing. What we are doing, yes, we are doing this, Mama. I feel the love of God fresh. Like you when you testify right now. Okay, Mama is just being inspired as well with all these testimonies that are being given. Everybody, I got to close it up now. We hit our marker. We're trying to keep this at a certain time range. But everybody, thank you for coming on tonight. We were not going to do it. I'm glad we did. Be ready to share your testimony here in the days to come, everybody. Hey, we love everybody, and let's let the love of God flow through us throughout the week as we meet people, talk to them, and invite them to church. Invite them to this fire. Invite them to this fire of revival that is taking place. God bless all of you. In the name of Jesus, we will be seeing you soon on Wednesday night. Dios me los bendiga. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.